Ramble.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to You Can Sit With Us. This is Matt, joined by...
It was so good.
Seriously.
Are we listening to NPR? I felt like I was listening to NPR.
Thank you. That was my NPR voice. Thank
you. You crushed it.
This is Matt, and I'm sitting here with Ariel.
Yes, I'm also sitting here. Hello.
With Becky.
I'm sitting here too.
And our pick set, Rainy.
Hello.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
You can sit with us as well.
Love it. Love
so glad you're joining us.
So we've got another exciting episode for you guys.
Because
we're
thrilling. Riveting.
Continue from an older episode where we were in our jammy jams.
We had some slumber
fun
party.
We had some fun games that Rainy came up with that we didn't get a chance to go through. So now we're going to jump back in with a very fun game called Would You Rather. Would you rather go to the past and meet your ancestors or go into the future and meet your great, great grandchildren?
Either way, you're doing it to try to influence your own life, right? Like you go back in the past to influence your ancestors to change how your current life is, or you would go to the future to figure out what's in the future to help change your current life, like lotto numbers or, you know, things you could make a lot of money. Like, so I feel like either way, you're it's kind of selfish because you're trying to change your own position.
Yeah, but if you had to pick one, because the game,
I feel like it would be more fun. I feel like it'd be more fun to go see your ancestors, or like, you know, when your like grandparents or your great grandparents were like young or something, right? Because you never knew them that way, right? It's like kind of fun to think about and to see where the future people, like, you don't even have a concept of them because they don't exist yet.
Right.
True.
I also feel like
Ariel.
I also feel like you can't be disappointed by going into the past.
You know,
because it's already happened.
I mean, everyone in this room's pretty white, so I feel like we'd be real disappointed with some choices.
I was going to say, you probably don't know everything about them.
I guess what I mean is when I imagine going into the future and seeing my like future great, great, great grandkids, like what if they're huge dicks? You know, and they like...
But wouldn't that influence you to change something about like how you're raising your kids now?
Honestly, I'm doing my best and...
You just don't want to know.
I just don't want to know. Like, if
the world's ended. Bye.
If, like, 100 years, you know, if 3 generations down the line, my great-great-great grandkids are, like, awful, I don't really want to know that. You know?
Fair. Yeah, fair.
I don't really want to know that. I'm doing my very best to raise the very best kids, and I don't know what I would change. It would just give me anxiety. It would just make me stressed out that I couldn't do anything right, you know? But going back into the past, it would just be like a little snippet of like, oh, this is where this came from, and this is where this came from, you know, like things that have already happened. And I'm assuming that if you go back into the past, Rainy, please make sure that we're telling this right. I'm assuming it's not like a butterfly effect type of thing where you can't change the fact.
You're suddenly not born.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's why I assumed it was.
It's just like watching a video.
What would you do,
watching
Becky?
A home video.
I'm going in the future, babe.
What?
Leave the past in the past.
What are you going to find in the future? What are you looking for? What are you searching for?
One, I want to know if we live underwater now.
Fair.
We are in Waterworld.
I would like to know, like, do our great-great-grandchildren, like, live in a world that's on fire? Or is it, like...
I think it's called Mars.
A nice world, yeah. Well, but do they live in space?
What if it is on fire? Then are you going to come back and, like, do anything different?
Yes. I would, like, quit my job and become, like, a lobbyist for good.
Interesting.
I think is what I would do. I would, like... Yeah.
True.
I would probably become
trees.
Like a radical. I would like live under like on the fringe and like try and destroy BP from the inside.
You're like, leave protester. No trace. Yeah. Leave no trace that we were here.
Yeah.
The protester.
I think that's what I would do.
I feel like the next one. Are we ready for the next one?
Oh, we're ready for the next one. Yeah. What's the next one, Matthew?
Would you rather only be able to whisper or only be able to shout?
I think I'd rather only be able to whisper because I think shouting is very like off-putting and it's like very hard to have a conversation if someone's shouting at you. Like, could you imagine if like a server came over and they're like, what would you like to eat? And you're like, I want wine. I want steak. It would be very difficult. Whereas like whispering, I feel like is a lot easier and it's like kind of, you know, a little softer.
Sexy.
It's sexy. Yeah.
Can be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it would be a little easier. Also, fun story. I waited on Bruce Willis once and he only whispered. He would never say anything to me about this. It was so, I like had to kneel to listen to him.
Maybe that's what he wanted. He wanted you on your knees.
Matt! Jesus.
Matthew!
But yeah, I feel like shouting is off-putting, whereas like whispering is a little like better for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. What if, okay, let's change the scenario a little bit. What if everybody shouted?
No, I don't. I would like, that would not be a world I could exist in.
Peggy's blood pressure just went up here. Woo.
It wouldn't be for me. It wouldn't be, because imagine you couldn't tell a secret. No secret.
That's true.
You could still like write, you know?
Find the guy who finds the loophole over there.
What would you do, Ariel? Shout or whisper?
Whisper, 100%. Yeah. I mean, I feel like living with a 3-year-old is kind of like living with somebody who only
shouts.
You know, like, that's funny. I want one! Uh-huh. Yeah. That just made me think like, yeah, okay. I don't love that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Matt, are you the same? Because then you wouldn't be able to yell at your dogs.
Well, I think megaphones in this world would still exist. So, you know, you could really use something that could help amplify your voice, right?
You just sound like Darth Vader. Yeah. No.
Or you could just find a recording.
Find a whisper.
Yeah.
Oh, find a recording.
You can find a recording of someone yelling at them for you, and then you can just play it.
That's pretty good.
You know,
that's how you discipline them. Love it. I think that's a great way to do it.
Would you rather live by Hakuna Matata or YOLO?
What is Hakuna Matata mean again?
Hakuna Matata is like
no worries.
No worries for the rest of your days.
It means just lifetime of no worries. Like, I think the two are the same thing.
It's a problem-free philosophy.
Oh, here we go.
Hakuna Matata.
When YOLO is you only live once. So I feel like YOLO is sort of like aggressive living your best life. Mm-hmm. And Hakuna Matata is like passive living your best life.
Yeah. I feel like Hakuna Matata is more like just don't worry about things. It's going to work out. Where YOLO is like more active. Where you're really it's just like, being like, yeah,
I'm doing
the best of everything. Yeah.
Because I only am living once.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm more Hakuna Matata because I like to not stress about things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where YOLO is a little too extreme. And I hope that I can live more than one life, you know, be reincarnated, come back.
Yeah, there you go. Matt, just beautiful. He doesn't agree with the like tenets of YOLO. He's like, you don't only live once.
He's like, there are multiple lives. Yeah.
Yeah. Love that.
Oh. It's true. It's true. Yeah. Do you believe that we are reincarnated as people? Or as animals?
I don't know if I believe in either, but I would hope that we could come back as people again.
Right. You know? Do you think that it's based on like how good you are in your life? Because that's like,
I feel like you're like the karmatic Spanish Inquisition, like secret Christianity question.
No. This is I think that's like the karma thing. Yeah. It is if you like do good in this life, then you come back in the next one as like a better situation, you know? So like if you're an asshole, you're gonna come back as a cockroach, you know? Right?
Yeah. I mean, that's also hard because it's like, who's saying what's good or bad? Because our idea of what's good is different than what past generations' idea of
good is,
right? So maybe it's all just like chance and you're just...
It's Hakuna Matata.
It's Hakuna Matata. Don't worry about it.
What about you, Becky?
I'm YOLO, ride or die, baby.
Really?
Ride or die.
You only live once.
I see that.
We don't know where we'll end up in the world. We don't know. You know, there could be things beyond our control. But I'm not ready to hitch my boat to any of those, you know, prescribed ideals.
Interesting.
I'll go with, you know, I'll go with the flow, but only live once. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to take an experience if it comes up.
One and done.
I feel like I'm a little bit of both, but if I had to choose one, which is the game.
Is the game.
probably YOLO.
YOLO.
Yeah. What do you guys think I would choose? Because like my brain goes, it like truly is ping-ponging back and forth between the two.
I feel like you're more like YOLO.
You feel like I'm more
YOLO? I feel
like
you're more YOLO. Yeah.
Okay. So maybe, maybe Hakuna Matata is really just what I think in my brain.
Yeah. The Hakuna Matata of it all. Okay. This one's so scary. Would you rather experience the world's beginning or ending?
Oh.
I feel like neither is a good choice because I feel like a lot of them are like temperatures and environments that we would not be able to exist in, right?
So, extremes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, when the world first started, like molten lava and stuff. And then when it ends, it's probably just going to be, I don't know, maybe probably really cold. Aren't we just all like drifting into nothing?
Yeah.
How do you think the world's going to get cold?
Well, the universe is ever expanding. So we're just going to get further and further and further away. So everything's just going to get colder and colder. Yeah.
That's really interesting. I've always thought that the world was going to end in like a very drastic way. You know, like an Armageddon type of thing.
Asteroid.
Yeah, like asteroids. An asteroid. I don't know. I imagine an asteroid. Like when I think about that question, I think about, I just imagine that like the side note of that question was that you would experience this in like a vessel of some kind, right? You'd just be watching it from your spaceship. Mm-hmm. And in that case, I feel like the end of the world might be kind of interesting.
So fatalist.
Oh.
But then would you go with the end of the world? Then it's over. You're done. No. The world's gone. But
then so I would just so fly would away. Be you. I would fly away to my home in the sky.
The world's beginning or experience it ending.
Yeah, wait, tell me more about us getting farther and farther away.
Yeah, the universe is constantly expanding.
Is it like so a proven thing that we have gotten farther away from the sun?
I think so. I think everything's getting further apart. Like everything's
interesting. Is that why Pluto just got knocked off the map?
No.
It just got too far away.
It got knocked off. They just decided it wasn't a planet anymore.
That
they were like, doesn't fit our qualifications.
Changed their mind. That changed my whole life.
When they Pluto said Pluto was deleted. Wasn't a planet.
Yeah, it was deleted. Because it was
glitch in the matrix.
It was at that time, like I think I was in like middle school or high school when Pluto got knocked off the planet list. I was really into astrology.
Mm.
And guess what my planet was?
Was it Pluto?
It was Pluto. So I was like, do I not exist?
Your planet.
Yeah. The IAU, the International Astronomical Union, downgraded the status of Pluto to that of dwarf planet. This means that from now on, only the rocky worlds of the inner solar system and the gas giants of the outer solar system will be designated as planets. I don't know what that means.
I feel like
life-changing.
I feel like I don't really want to know how the world ends, so then I would choose Happy End just so I could know.
Yeah. But do you know how the world began?
It's supposed to be the Big Bang.
A Big Bang.
You know? Yeah, that's true.
That's what science tells us.
A pop.
It happened that fast. And then would you stick around and watch like humans crawl out of the muck?
I mean, if we're fast forwarding billions of years, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if in your spaceship you didn't age?
It's a long time to be in your spaceship.
I know.
What if you were sleeping?
What if you had a really good book?
It was like a dream.
What if you had the entire series of Court of Thorn and Roses? And you could just read them over and over and over.
It was like purgatory.
You'd be trapped. I love that. I think I'm on Matt's side.
Beginning.
Beginning.
Wait, Matt said end.
That's the beginning.
You said beginning.
And you said end.
I'm so confused. You're right. I did say end.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one's gross. Would you rather be smacked in the face with a fish or farted on?
It was like the Amanda Show.
The That's what I was thinking. Yeah. The Amanda Show.
Well, this kind of assumes that we have never experienced these things before.
That's true.
I feel like you would have to be like the worst flatulence you've ever smelled. Like,
yeah, it's got to be bad, bad, and like immediate bad,
and also like right in your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like sitting on your face type of fart.
Yeah, I don't. I would choose fish. By fish. Yeah,
I would choose fish because the fart makes it. Those particles are going to be going into your body and then through your lungs and then back out.
Ew.
Where the They're fish traveling. Is just on your skin and fish oil is good for your skin.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as the fish like didn't have to die to do that to me, as long as the fish was like already dead.
Fish could be alive too. Yeah. It did not specify dead
well,
fish.
Well, I don't want to traumatize the fish. Just going to get yanked out and it's like, I touched a woman. Then it goes back into its
ocean. Hey, YOLO. Oh, you know, the fish might feel that way. Fish might be like, I touched a woman. You're not going to believe what just happened to me.
True.
What about you, Ariel? Fish or fart?
Oh, I think Matt's description. And yeah, it really just made me feel like I wanted fart particles in my lungs. No, absolutely fish. Absolutely fish.
Yeah.
But it would have to be like a soft fish. You know, like there are some really hard fishes.
They are? I feel like they're kind of the same, aren't they?
No, some of them like... like swordfish are really hard and I don't know, just imagining and or like a frozen fish. Like, no, I would not want to be hit by a frozen fish. I would like a warm fish, please.
I actually feel like a frozen fish might be better because you wouldn't smell it as much.
I just wanted to get one right out of the water and go.
You don't smell fish done. Unless they're old. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Really?
If you get sushi and it smells fishy, that's old fish.
Ew. No, thank you.
Yeah. But if it doesn't smell at all.
Wow.
Because fish don't smell when they're fresh out of the ocean.
They smell like ocean.
They smell like ocean. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Briny. All right, what's next, Ariel? Mm. We're all getting slapped with a fish.
We're all getting slapped with a fish. None of us want to be farted on. Oh, okay. Would you rather be a tissue or toilet paper? This is Becky's worst nightmare.
I'd rather be just burned, just thrown in the incinerator. I mean, like, I would rather be a tissue. Poo-poo is yucky. Poo-poo is yuck, yuck, yuck. Mm-hmm. And I feel like tissues go through less traumatic things. Like, sometimes I just use a tissue to dab off.
I mean, maybe
Becky's shine. Tissue.
just to dab off.
Just dab off.
Maybe it's tissue paper like the type they put in prisons.
You know? Oh, I love that.
Yes.
Oh, I love Matt tissues always
for sure. The question.
Yeah. You know what tissues make me think of? I mean, apart from like blowing like snot noses, mm-hmm. is my grandmother used to keep tissues in her bra. Not to stuff her bra, uh-huh. just to have tissues so that she like
just always at the ready.
Like, yeah. I think she used to do it with handkerchiefs. Mm-hmm. And then she just realized that tissues were easier because you could just toss them out after. You didn't have to put a nasty wet handkerchief back in your bra.
On your skin. Yeah.
Yeah. And so she would keep like crumpled up tissues in her bra. And anytime I needed a tissue as a child,
she
was like, here you go.
There.
It was warm. It was like, it was usually clean. I think that it like... My grandparents reuse napkins too. They put them under. Have I told you guys this before? It's a very funny thing that I feel like elderly people do because they just like to save things. Mm-hmm. You know, so they like grew up in a time when it like I don't know paper products were a bit more precious.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so after they use a like a paper towel at dinner or something. Mm-hmm. If it's just, you know, like it has a little bit of red sauce from their fingers on it or something like that, or like butter, they'll fold it up and put it underneath their placemat. So it'll be there the next day. And they'll keep using it until it gets like really gross, you know, and then it gets thrown away.
Nice.
Yeah. And so the tissues were the same way.
It would be
like, as long as it didn't get like a full load of snot. If it was just like a dab or like a little something, it would go right back.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And tissues are big. You know, you could like quadrant those out have like four chances.
You could put them everywhere.
Four chances.
Anywho. You
could put them everywhere.
Tissue. I want to be tissue. A tissue. I want to be a Puffs Plus with lotion.
Yeah.
Cute.
Cute.
I love
that.
Cute.
Cute. Cute. Okay. Would you rather lose the ability to lie or believe everything you're told? I feel like our listener from last week could have used one of these.
Interesting.
I would rather not be able to lie than believe everything that everyone tells me. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Especially with all the fake news and stuff that goes on.
Yeah, that's right.
You'd be like so susceptible to everything.
And you'd be so confused because everything would be contradictory.
Everything would be true, but then everything would contradict itself. So then how would you reconcile that? You'd go crazy.
Right. Yeah.
You'd have to have a very trusted friend. Yeah, I feel like not being able to lie.
Yeah, I'd rather lose the ability to lie.
Because there are times when I, you know, I don't want to be able to lie. I want, like, the sort of person that you want to be is somebody who doesn't lie, right? That's kind of the...
That's true. I mean, hopefully that's true for myself.
Hopefully, yeah. Yeah. I mean...
every once in a while, I feel like a white lie isn't that bad.
No,
what I mean? Like, when
do I look fat? Yes, actually, you look like you've gained 15 pounds.
Oh, yeah. Or like if someone says like, you cancel on plans and you're like, what are you supposed to say? I'm just tired.
I don't want to see you today.
Yeah. Or like I changed my mind. I don't want to see you. You know, it's like one of those things where I'm like, oh, I just don't feel well.
It's like, okay, if you couldn't lie, but you also like couldn't not say exactly what you were thinking, you know, like so
you just say that everything that came to your
So then if you were canceling plans and they were like, oh, come on, why? And you're like, well, you are my crazy friend and I don't want to do cocaine with you. And blah, 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 blah.
What outings are you going on?
No, I'm just imagining. I was channeling Euphoria. I was having
Euphoria vibes.
Yeah. Because those are the only plans that I can think of is like if somebody is in Euphoria.
It's Euphoria plans. Plans.
We take her out for one weekend. Right? She's going to Euphoria High.
I told you, Gateway.
Gateway. She had her marijuana mint.
Okay. Yeah. Would you rather have a rewind button or a pause button on your life?
Rewind.
Why?
I feel like rewind is like you want to go back to relive something.
Oh, but you can't change it.
Pause is like to keep living in the current moment, maybe. I don't know.
I see.
Because like when you're rewinding a tape, you can't change what's on the tape.
That's true. Okay, so maybe I would change my answer because I saw it as like, would you rather be able to like, you know, rewind this conversation 1 minute and then start over?
And not
or would you like to pause to have more time to like think about things?
That's what I was thinking too.
That's how I thought. Because I'd rather have like a rewind to be able to like go back and be like, oh, wait, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
And then go back and say it again.
Yeah.
But if it was, would I rather live right now forever or rewind to a different time in my life and live in that time forever? I'd want to live in this time forever.
You want to live in the present.
Yeah.
But if you could rewind, change it.
But if I could rewind and change it,
you do that.
I'm doing it.
Yes.
How far back would you be okay rewinding though?
A couple minutes.
Yeah. Couple minutes. You wouldn't like rewind a year.
No.
She's going to rewind back until she's six days old. 7 days.
Just redo
when
the whole
thing. When my skin was the freshest.
And just start putting on sunscreen.
Yeah. Immediately. Out of the womb.
Nonstop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I feel like rewinding could get dangerous. You know, because then you might
far back.
Lose certain things.
Yeah.
You know,
that's why I'm only like 5 minutes. That's 5 minutes is enough, I think.
Yeah.
To like fix most situations.
Sure. It would just be a quick, like, oop, should be a quick rewind.
Yeah. You rear end.
I spilled
someone.
That drink. I'm going to
boop. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I want to fast forward through stuff, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever just close your eyes and you're like, I'm fast forwarding?
No.
He's doing it right now.
It's like Wes is throwing a tantrum and you're like, I'm fast forwarding.
I'm fast forwarding through this. I'm fast forwarding. There have been times when I feel like I'm doing that, you know, where I'm just like,
you're like, ugh,
this will be over. Yeah. This will be over in like 10 minutes. And then
I feel like, especially when you're traveling and stuff, it's just taking so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're like waiting a long time for
stuff. Oh, yeah. Waiting in a line. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I absolutely, I go to a Zen place that like I could call fast forward.
Yeah.
Where I just go to a Zen place.
It's like that movie with Adam Sandler. What is it? Where he goes to the back and beyond. And he like.
I've never.
Fast forward his life.
You should watch it, Ariel. It's actually like, I think it'll make you cry. It was like much sadder than I thought it was going to be.
What's it called?
Click.
It's called Click.
Click.
I've never even heard, I've heard of the things that you guys are talking about, but I've never even heard of this.
The used guys are talking about.
The used guys.
Used kids.
You crazy young children.
Used kids in your movies.
Yeah.
Your motion pictures.
Yeah.
Pause would be interesting because, but would the whole world pause and then, and you wouldn't? Because then you could go around and like
that's another,
change
there's
things.
So many interpretations. Yeah.
Like it's up to put you. Something in somebody's hand or put something in their pocket or something and be like, ha ha.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
I knew you had that. I told you you had that.
I told you you had it. I'm
talk
right.
About the ultimate gaslighting
area. Oh my God.
Aye, aye, aye. Yeah. I think that'd be
I think clutch. Yeah, I like the rewind 5 minutes. Rewind nice. 2 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So when you immediately regret something, you're like, oh,
yeah,
okay, I'm taking that back.
Yeah.
It's like a take back button.
Take back seat.
Did you say rewind?
I said fast forward.
Matt doesn't like to stick to the parameters of the game.
I use my own interpretation. To, yeah.
Okay, so game. Rewind, fast forward, pause and play games with people.
Yeah, pause and play games with people is the one. Okay, so we did our would you rathers. So now we have to move on to our never have I evers. And then we'll have done all the games that we were supposed to play at our sleepover.
Excellent. I do love sleepovers.
Yeah.
Lumber party.
So this is the wild pack. We're just going to do a quick little game. And then we're going to dive into some pop culture funness. Some ooh. Retro pop culture.
Ooh. Excellent.
Okay, never have I ever eaten a bug.
Definitely have.
Definitely have.
Like on purpose.
Yeah, we went to a Hawken restaurant in Chapulines, grasshoppers, you know? And then I feel like I've had, like in Asia, you eat like the larvae and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like the deep fried like tarantulas, stuff like that.
Pretty sure, not on purpose. I'm pretty sure I've like eaten a fly or two, just like biking or something.
Don't they say that like you swallow 8 spiders in your lifetime or
something?
Like when you're sleeping, yeah.
Oh God, I hope it's not spiders.
Horrible.
I thought maybe. Horrifying. I thought maybe I hope it's like not spiders. Like
they just crawl
fruit
in
fruit flies like, or something. Like I'll accept a fruit fly or two, but a spider?
Yeah. I don't like them. Okay. I don't like them. Yeah, I've eaten a bug as part of like a meal, like a little topper.
Where?
I'm like I don't know. I feel like when we were in Singapore, we ate.
We ate bugs.
Thought we ate a bug or two.
I like don't act like I'm, you know, very particular about food, but I am actually very particular.
Pretty particular about food, yeah. I would say.
Yeah, like no red meat, no pork,
no dark chicken,
no dark chicken.
That's yeah, that is particular.
I always say is the no dark chicken.
Yeah,
that is particular.
Don't really yeah. like, and yeah, I don't like I don't like gristly stuff.
Gristly?
Yeah, like the top of the chicken that where the wing starts.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about like bears, and I was like.
Yeah, I don't.
Grizzly
I don't really like grizzly either.
Grizzly
bears. Well, on that note, let's jump back into some pop culture news.
Woo!
Ooh, yes.
We'll let Ariel keep her secrets for a few more episodes.
You know, I can't keep secrets for very long.
One day we'll get it out of
I
her.
I am not a very good truth. Secret keeper when it comes to my own secrets. Other people's secrets, absolutely.
Okay.
Like I said, friends for life.
Friends for life. Speaking about life, let's think back to some major moments from the 2000s.
Okay.
That we may have forgotten about and just see how thinking about them makes you feel.
Before we start, can you guys think of like something big in the 2000s that happened?
If we're talking all the 2000s, like big pop culture moments were like Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
The when flip. Justin Timberlake was a bad man.
What did he do?
The wardrobe, quote unquote, wardrobe malfunction.
Justin Timberlake did that?
Yeah. Do you remember the gonna get you naked by the end of the song? And then he went, shh.
Oh.
And then her boobie was out.
Oh, I had no idea that Justin Timberlake was involved in that.
I mean, he did it.
Oh. Wait, what happened? Was it a live performance?
Yeah, was that the Super Bowl?
I thought that Janet Jackson.
Big thing, they said it like probably like hindered Janet Jackson's career.
Mm. Oh my God.
I thought that it just, Janet Jackson just had a wardrobe malfunction. And it had nothing to do with Justin Timberlake.
So bad. So
now I feel like I have to Google it to make sure I'm not like.
I never thought that Justin Timberlake did it.
I thought he said something about her, something that was.
Oh, like, that he said good. It? Okay, let's see. Janet Jackson.
Because that would be like sexual harassment if he like pulled off her clothes
in front of like the entire world.
I don't think that happened. That it would have been a much bigger deal. And Justin Timberlake never would have been able to come back from that. Anywho, when was Britney? Having her meltdown.
Oh, the meltdown?
Was that in the 2000s?
That was probably the 2000s.
I also feel like
King of the Rise of Lady Gaga was 2000. Yeah.
I feel like
iPhone stuff. iPhones.
Brangelina.
Mm-hmm. I need to find out what the drama was.
Isn't that also when like all the stuff came out about Michael Jackson and stuff too?
Oh, right.
I guess it was just the way he talked about it after the fact.
Okay.
Was the controversy.
I could see that. All right, read them up.
So one thing about the 2000s was the birth of the bracelets. Do you guys remember these bracelets? Like the Livestrong bracelets.
Oh my God, the Livestrong bracelets.
And then when we found out that he was doping.
Right?
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
Not that was, good.
Isn't he with Sheryl Crow? Is he still with Sheryl Crow? What's his
Did
name?
He break up no with clue. His wife?
I think he like divorced his wife for Sheryl Crow.
Whoa.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Cheryl.
Okay. Now I got to Google again, you guys.
A lot of things.
Okay. So what we're realizing about the 2000s is that Becky heard a lot of things that she believed.
She created her own narrative.
Becky created her own narrative for the 2000s. She's a very strong
storyteller and she created her own narrative.
I made things up. Lance Armstrong. Yeah. They began dating in 2003.
Oh.
But they did break up. Mm.
Another thing from 2000s, AIM Messenger was at its peak.
Oh my gosh. Wait, no way.
Yeah.
Because I could have sworn that AIM Messenger was at its peak when I was in middle school, which was like
1999.
The couple did divorce in 2003, which is when I started dating Sheryl Crow.
Ooh.
Oh.
So maybe I heard that one correct.
Well. Another thing, American Idol.
Ooh, American
Remember?
Idol.
That was like kind of one of the first things where you would cast your vote for like a TV show and stuff.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson, Justin Guarini.
Mm-hmm.
Their
little
It's crazy to think about Kelly Clarkson then because now she has like her own show and like this crazy stuff, you know?
Yeah.
She's still doing it. She's still living the
American Hollywood Idol. Dream.
Yeah. She's really like that like true like rags to riches Hollywood story that you see in movies, I feel like is Kelly Clarkson.
What was her like go-to song? Like was there a song that she was famous for on Idol?
I don't think on Idol, but then, you know, then she got a recording contract from American Idol.
Right, right. I'm just imagining like.
Wasn't the song at the end the, some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this.
Did you guys watch American Idol?
Well, back then, yeah.
I remember people would like do American Idol nights in college. I think I've maybe seen it once.
I watched it when I was younger, but probably not past those few years.
Right? Oh my God. Apple introduced the iPod in October 2001.
The iPod.
2001.
Those were cool. Did you ever have the itty bitty like clip on one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
For when you went running, you just put it on. Yeah. You know?
Well, I bought it for when I would go running and then I never went running with it.
Never went that way.
I just sort of kept it like clipped onto me. But I remember having the big iPod with the touch.
Oh, yeah. So heavy.
Yeah. It was so heavy. But I would just, you know, I would listen to all of my music on like the bus to crew practice or, you know, and I'd have my like, my headphones. And I always thought those white headphones because the hooked up white headphones. Do you guys remember the commercials for those where it was just a shadow person?
Yes.
And then they had the iPod and the white headphones and they were dancing. And I was just like, oh, these are iconic.
You're like, I must have them.
White headphones are iconic.
I must have
people
them.
People still use those.
Yeah, exactly.
It's true.
Exactly.
There they are. Yeah. Iconique.
Right, I know fashion.
I know fashion. I know. And then I feel like I got my first cell phone in the 2000s.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So like, I got the Razor.
I got the Razor too. Yeah.
Razor.
Becky, were you cool enough to have the Razor?
I had a Razor. I was notorious for losing phones, breaking phones.
Whoa. Did you guys ever have the Nokia?
No, I never had the
brick. I think the brick might have been my first one. Oh, you had a Sidekick?
Yeah.
Where it goes.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Sidekick. And then I also, for work, I had a BlackBerry too. So
that was had a BlackBerry. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I think I went from the Nokia brick. I had a baby blue one where you would text with three.
The T9. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the T9. And then I had two Razors. I had a black one and a silver one. And then
no pink.
And then I went straight to the first generation iPhone.
Wow.
The first generation. Wow.
I was a first generation iPhoner.
I don't think I got the iPhone until like fourth, fifth.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Generation.
Were you in college?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I had an iPhone until after college.
Really?
Because we had, I couldn't be trusted was number one.
Fair.
So I often had like the new phone, version. Who dis? And it was always like, I had my dad's old BlackBerry, like an old Razor. So my parents were like, you are irresponsible. You cannot be trusted.
You get nothing.
You cannot get
nobody
anything.
Can drop a phone in so many toilets.
This is why you can't have
too much.
It's so easy to drop a phone in toilets though.
I know, because in the back pocket. That's what I had to happen to me.
What's happened to you? You don't pick up your pants to pee.
I've never dropped my phone in a toilet before.
I've had about three. I think I lost three.
I've thought about it happening before, and so I'll take it out of my pocket, set it down somewhere. Mm-hmm. So I've actually left it installed.
Well, now they're like water.
For multiple, like,
yeah, now they're like waterproof
or whatever.
Yeah, I had some pretty indestructible cases for a while. Mm-hmm. I did not have like cute phones.
I like how like the waterproofness is you know, they advertise it as being like, oh, you know, if you're like, if you splash water on it, or if you're in the pool and you want to take a picture or something, but 100%, we all know it's so that if you drop it in the toilet, that it's going to live.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? Definitely.
100%.
When you're taking pictures in the toilet.
Yeah. pictures in the toilet. Also, have you guys ever tried the rice trick?
Yeah.
To dry something?
Didn't work.
Didn't work.
It didn't work?
No, not for me either.
What about salt?
I feel like salt could get into too many crevices.
That's probably
because the water
dissolve
it or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I've done salt for like oil spills on the floor. Like at a restaurant, you know, like spill olive oil.
Spilling oil everywhere.
I know. I'm like, what kind of oil spill are you
I own a tanker in the South Pacific Sea.
Oh no.
No, like if you're like at a restaurant, because we have like restaurants have like concrete floors, like kind of like here. Right. So if you drop something that's oily, it's like a slip hazard.
Dangerous. Yeah. Oh,
so if you put salt on it, it's really easy to wipe it up with a towel.
That's really interesting. Mm. Hot tip.
Hot tip.
Hot tip. The last Harry Potter book, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, was released in 2007.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? I feel like Harry Potter world is still alive today.
It is.
Oh, absolutely. You
know? I mean, there's new movies coming out all the time.
You can go visit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like theme parks. And there's still new movies coming out every couple years.
Yeah. I feel like Harry Potter is going to be around for a while, even though J.K. Rowling is a turf. She's not good. Yeah, she is
that's
bad.
That's not a good quality.
I feel like I've sort of mentally separated the books from the author at this point.
I think as long as you just say she's a turf every time you talk about Harry Potter, I feel like that's kind of the way to do it. And like don't buy any new Harry Potter stuff, you know, because it's like if you already own the movies, you already own the books. Not like she's making any more money off of you.
I'm sure she's making as long as you acknowledge from Disneyland.
I mean, she's making from new stuff. Yeah. Universal, not Disney.
Right.
What I want to know is if you guys owned a Juicy Couture velour tracksuit matching set.
I wish.
Definitely not me.
The 2000s. I could totally see Becky wearing that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
A velour. I wish.
A velour tracksuit?
They didn't sell those at Kohl's, so no, I didn't.
I bet they do now, Becky.
Probably.
We're all going to get Becky one for her birthday.
Let's get one for Becky.
My girlfriend, Tia, has a purple like jumpsuit velour ensemble, and she wears it all the time, and I think it's so cool.
What color would we get Becky?
Pink.
You think
pink?
Pink.
Yeah,
I feel like I could see you in like teal.
Oh, teal. And it has to say juicy over the booty.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, I think you could probably choose what it said.
I'd want it to say booty.
Booty.
Juicy booty.
Booty on my booty. Juicy.
Juicy booty.
Juicy on your chest. Booty on your booty.
Yeah. I definitely don't miss shirts with words on them.
Mm.
Remember, like big.
Yeah. I mean, we're still wearing them like a
couple of years ago.
I think they still exist. People still wear those.
Yeah. Talking about, you know, juicy. Beyonce released her first solo album in 2003.
Whoa.
2003.
Yeah.
What was on her first solo album? Halo?
I don't know. I was 13.
I don't remember either.
I wasn't really into music.
I feel like I always just think of her more as a solo person.
Than Destiny's Child.
Oh, I don't know. I was into Destiny's Child. Like Horde.
The Horde.
And I feel like that's also the rise of like reality TV.
Oh, 100%.
Oh my gosh. You know? Yeah. Big Brother.
Big Brother, Survivor.
Uh-huh.
All of those.
Those were big ones. Do you remember The Mole? And then they had Celebrity Mole.
Yes.
I loved those shows. I thought they were so genius. I wish they would bring back The Mole. So do you know The Mole, Rainey? Because I feel like you're probably,
What is it?
You would love it. So they had Celebrity Mole was, I liked the one with celebrities because, you know, they were all like D-list. Like I think Stephen Baldwin was The Mole. But it was like a Survivor-esque show where one person was The Mole and they needed to basically like make the teams lose every competition. So like they had to sabotage in some sort of way. And every week they would try and guess who the mole was.
That's
how you get voted off. Concept. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. I loved that one. I loved those like, help, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. Did you ever watch that one?
Yes.
That was big in Chicago because Rod Blagojevich was on it or
help,
his family.
I'm a celebrity, and we were like, get me out of here. So do you guys remember the writer's strike?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that was when like reality shows almost like overtook other shows, right?
Yeah, and we found out which late night hosts could actually write.
Right,
who could write for real?
Who?
I don't think any of them. I think it was none. I think it was universally not a good time for TV.
Speaking of reality TV, it was also the rise of the Kardashians.
Kardashians.
Yes.
Cultural phenomenon.
Did you guys watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
I would watch it sporadically when it was on, because cable.
Oh, yeah.
It was like on TV, you know? But I was never like, ooh, I need to watch like all the episodes.
I mean, either. I was never a Kardashian baby.
Yeah, no, me neither. Mm. I remember it would be like a, you know, like there are certain things that you watch in hotel rooms.
Oh,
I feel like for me, that's like Keeping Up with the Kardashians was maybe 10 years ago. And now it's like CSI.
Mm-hmm.
I love my procedures.
It's always been HGTV stuff.
I love HGTV. Oh, yeah.
So I never watched that at home, but like,
yeah,
you could just put it on when you're in the hotel and just keep it on the whole time you're there.
Yeah.
Never turn it off.
And you could see how people, especially like looking back since like buying a house, looking back at those shows where they were like, I want a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom, turnkey house, and my budget is $100,000. Yeah. And you're like, what?
Like, well, do you live in 1960?
Yeah.
But in the middle of nowhere, you could get that.
Yeah. But those shows were always really funny to me. The Love It or Listed. And
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Do you remember the home swapping show where your neighbor would come over?
Oh.
Wife Swap. That was a crazy show. But where they would come over to your house and like your neighbor would like redo. Would redo your living room.
Yeah. Yes.
And there was the one episode where the lady did not like it.
And now you have to live next to that person. Uh-huh. You watch them and you just think about the drama. You like, I don't watch them and put myself in that situation, you know? But if I put myself in that situation, oh my God. Like walking in and having your house be something that you don't love and you're like,
it's like carpeted ceilings.
What am I supposed to do?
Like, I think that's what happened to the one lady who didn't like it is they put something like shaggy on the walls and she like walked in and she just went like, I'm sorry, I have to go. I have to go outside.
You're going
to
be fixing
it. And she just said like, yeah, she just kept saying she had to leave the room. And I was like, ah.
Well, because also you're like, I'm assuming that the neighbors are not interior designers. So they're just like, let's do this.
Yeah. They just, I mean, I think they like worked with.
They're supposed to have a helper.
Yeah. The host was that one lady who always did those HGTV shows with the other guy.
I don't know.
I don't remember their names. But the guy did the Move That Bus show. Yes. I remember that one. Home Makeover.
Extreme Edition Home Makeover.
Yeah.
And then there's also that's when the cleaning TV started to become popular.
Yeah.
I remember Niecy Nash was on a show and it was clean house. And she would go and help people.
Shows.
Yeah. And all the hoarding
shows.
And Storage Wars. Yeah. Storage Wars. Oh, I loved those.
Yeah. Storage Wars was good. I would watch Intervention sometimes, but it always made me sad.
Oh my God. Intervention.
Yeah. That was really sad.
No, it was about drug addicts.
Yeah.
And their family would come.
Yeah. And have an intervention.
Yeah.
That sounds really intense.
And then at the end, they would show you whether or not the person, they were happy. Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of good reality TV, RuPaul's Drag Race
debuted
February 2nd, 2009.
Wow. So what season are they on now?
13.
14. Yeah, 13, 14.
Yeah.
I think it's 14 maybe.
That would add up. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there's also all these other spinoffs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've only been a fan for 2 years now. Matt's an OG. Matt and Eugene.
Oh my God, forever. Yeah, we watched it when it first came on.
Wow.
So many drag queens.
So many. That's so many drag queens.
So many drag queens. Well, now it's an international phenomenon because now they have Drag Race UK, Drag Race Italia, right. Drag Race Spain, Drag Race Thailand.
Yeah.
What's that show that Heidi Klum was on?
Project Runway.
Project Runway.
That was
Project Runway. I used to love that show.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I watched the season with Christian Soriano.
Mm-hmm.
He was so good.
And then... what about Catfish? I feel like Catfish is a good one.
Oh, yeah.
I never saw it.
Catfish. You never saw Catfish, the documentary?
I think I heard about it. And I know what catfishing is.
Did you know? I learned in this podcast that Nick Rufko told me to listen to. The word catfish was not used before the documentary Catfish.
Right. Huh.
It was a story that the guys or the gal who was catfishing the guy, her husband told a story about catfish in a barrel that kept these fish alive, which is not, I don't think it was based in any kind of fact, but he was kind of doing that to describe why she was doing what she was doing. But that is the first time that catfish became
the birth of catfish.
Yeah. In the vernacular.
Really interesting.
That's crazy.
Huh. I remember watching Catfish with my roommates in college.
Right.
And all sitting around and being just screaming. Because it was one of those things that we had. You had to be there watching it. You had to watch it when it was on.
Yeah.
Right.
It was
and then people were so crazy.
Uh-huh.
Wild that they would believe.
All the things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it spawned into a TV show.
Yeah.
And then there's the show Love is Blind, where they intentionally put people in to catfish other people.
I think that's a really funny way to describe Love is Blind.
I was really?
I don't think that's the intention of the show. It's just you date without seeing the other person until you're ready to propose.
But they do put, I remember the first season that I watched of that, which was probably the only season I watched of that. They put somebody in there who said that he was female when he was male. Or something like that.
I think you're thinking of The Circle.
That's The Circle.
Oh.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, you're right. That's The Circle.
I was thinking of The Circle.
Where people could catfish to try and stay the longest.
Because then you're only in a virtual world.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So and you're not trying to fall in love. World. You're just trying to be the most likable.
Living in the metaverse, you know?
Got it.
Jesus. Another good TV show from the early 2000s was Game of Thrones.
Yes. Oh, Becky Becky never watched
it. Becky,
but you know what? I don't like being left out of things. So I would read season synopses every time a season finished so that I could kind of know what was going on.
Well, guess what? It's not too late.
And I did watch Red Wedding, whatever that means. I watched that episode.
You watched that episode.
By accident.
What if, do you feel like it was such a cultural phenomenon that would you go back and watch it?
I actually did watch the first season.
Yeah.
I just couldn't understand what anyone was saying. Yeah. And it's I'm not very into medieval type shows. It's more about like the
crazy production value and the multiple storylines over like a 9-year period. Like it's like,
you know. Yes. I do think it was a full moment. And I think it really upped just like TV watching.
Downton Abbey. You know?
Downton Abbey.
Oh, I know.
And now like the Gilded Age. But this is, you know, that's not really 2000s. Sorry. Digress.
We digress. Did you watch Downton Abbey, Ariel?
Oh, for sure.
Downton Abbey. Yeah,
absolutely. When like Matthew died. Oh my God.
Ariel, spoiler.
Guys,
it's people don't know.
It's like 10 years ago. It's like a little.
They're on their second movie.
Can't be spoiled anymore.
That's like 25 saying, that's Christmas like specials that later. That's like saying that there are dragons in Game of Thrones. You know, it's like.
Okay, that's true. That's true.
It happens at the end, the very end of the first season. I don't think it's a spoiler anymore.
That was also like the birth of like the Shonda Rhimes regime too.
Oh my god,
Shonda, the Grey's Anatomy stuff and all that.
And
it was so good. I remember watching that.
Scandal. When Scandal first came out, I was like, Scandal. This is the best show I've ever watched.
Seriously.
And then they did
the best show I've ever watched.
Yeah, they did a parody of it in Dear White People, and it is so funny. That's the end of it. They just parody it. They're watching it on TV. They like watch it every Thursday. And you always get like a little clip, but it's always like, yeah, screw me on this table, Mr. President. Because that's basically like Scandal's first season was pretty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Scandalous. 2000 was also the death of Blockbuster and the rise of Netflix.
I could have sworn Blockbuster died sooner, earlier than that.
I used to love Blockbuster.
I think Netflix went more streaming. I used to love in Blockbuster like 2007, 2009, I want
to
say.
We would go to Blockbuster like every Friday.
Right?
We got like three videos.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
On the way home, always. Has your little Blockbuster card?
Do you know Keith was accused of shoplifting from a Blockbuster one?
The empty containers or whatever, the empty boxes. I forget,
it was some like weird movie, but the guy said he stole it and his dad was like, why do you think my son stole this? And it turned out he didn't steal it because he steals a movie from Blockbuster,
right?
But it was one of my more favorite stories of Keith. Like young nerdy Keith accused of stealing a DVD.
Did he steal the candy or the actual
Do you remember when they had the Pokemon game that was in Blockbuster sometimes?
No.
Oh, it was like you could take pictures of the Pokemon in the wild.
It was cute. Idea what she's talking about. Do you know what Maggie's talking about?
It was cute.
And I feel like I didn't have a phone with a camera for a really long time. So.
No, you didn't do it. It wasn't on your phone. It was at it was like a little stand that you went in. Like almost like an arcade game.
I don't think I knew what Pokemon was until like after
5 years
high
ago.
It was
I was not a Pokemon person.
I was not a Pokemon person.
I'm still not a Pokemon person.
I went to Pokemon birthday parties.
Oh my God.
But he's a lot younger than
me. With Pokemon. Right. No, but Keith's your age, or maybe like a year younger than you.
But
your
Keith age. Didn't get into Pokemon until like not that long ago, right?
Yeah, but he knew what they were.
Well, he didn't go to Pokemon birthday parties. Well, the 2000s was a beautiful time.
I mean, it really set this millennium up for success. You know what I mean?
It did.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. This is a successful millennium.
Successful millennium. The aughts.
Yes.
You ought to know.
Our aught candle over here.
Yes.
You're an aught candle. Mm-hmm. I think I actually learned about the aughts on this podcast from Rachel. I'd literally never heard that word before. And now I will refuse to call the 2000s anything other than the early aughts.
I feel like I'd heard it, but I honestly maybe didn't know what it meant.
Rachel said it once, and I was like,
Sold.
I'll use that.
Because I would just say the 2000s. I'd say the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Or Y2K.
Y2K.
The thing that never happened.
Right? The thing that never happened. Yeah. Did you guys like prep for Y2K?
No.
I
was 10.
I think we backed up all of our hard drives. Because
that makes sense.
We were like, why not? If something happens, you know, we didn't think anything like warfare type was going to happen. We thought it was going to be more of a glitch in the system where
all the computers go,
where everything would have to reset because they had to like
maybe the time didn't go back that far. And so that
lose all your school papers.
While you're on the mainframe.
All those pictures. And what if I have to redo my AIM username? What if it's taken? You know, like
it's taken.
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like it was one of those things where now we know so much more about technology on a base level that I don't know if that could happen again, but we hope not.
For year 3000, let's wait and see, Becky.
We'll wait and see. How old will we be in the year 3000?
Old enough.
Old enough to know how it's going to go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Well, on that note, you guys, that's the end of our episode. The end of our sleepover episode. The end of Y2K. We've ended it. We've solved Y2K.
It's over.
Waiting for Y3K.
It's over. Y3K is coming.
We're only looking into the future now, just so you know.
Yeah. But thank you guys for listening. Thank you for sitting with us during our second sleepover episode, even though we weren't in our jammy jams.
I mean, I could sleep in this.
Yeah, you could sleep in that for sure. I wouldn't sleep in jeans because I'm not, you know, insane. But I could sleep in this hoodie.
That's not a hoodie.
Sweater.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure that's a crew neck. That's fully a crew neck, right? I'm wearing a sweater. You are wearing a crew neck. And you are wearing a crew neck. Because it's cold outside. Rainy, our summertime fairy
our
over
summer
here.
Baby.
I'm wearing jeans, though. She's wearing jeans.
Yep.
The first time.
With sandals. I swear to God, our Saturday human over here.
Our little Saturday of sunshine. Rainy, just a shout out to you. Thanks for all of these amazing podcast ideas you've been getting us all of the work you've been doing behind the scenes.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I love you can sit with us. Huge fan.
Been listening since the beginning.
And on that note, everyone, we'll see you next time. Make sure you're washing your hands. Make sure you're peeing after sex. Make sure you're getting vaccinated and boosted.
Yes.
Take care of yourselves. And
don't sleep with your friends' exes. Let's try that again. Don't sleep with your friends.